Okay.
Wow.
Maybe we shouldn't have done it that way. We should have left that as an unheard podcast.
Yeah, we should start. Really? No, we should.
That was fantastic. All right, so Guardians of the Geekery, this is our fifth show.
It's our fifth show.
Holy
El Cinco.
Fuck lords. That's awesome. All right. And we're no longer PG, so that's how we're going to start it off. We've got Tiffany, the tech ambassador.
Hello.
Joey, the giddy geeka. Carol, the cat.
Meow.
And I think we've got some special guests.
You're special.
Tanya Kelly and Brandon Lee Ballard from Robot Johnson.
Yay.
Thanks for having us, guys. I'm excited.
Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. We don't give you a chance to explain who you are or what you are. We go right into the rapid fire response question. Okay. Rapid fire response. You must answer in one word or phrase.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you do this?
Yes.
So some of these questions are taken from our audience members. Some of us are made up because we just like to fuck with you.
Okay.
So Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire?
Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
Okay. Favorite Rojo sketch you're not in?
Ooh. I like everything I'm in.
You're not in.
They don't watch those, probably. I don't know.
I need this. I'm not watching.
Vacation Bible School from our last...
That was such a cop-out. They just saw that. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
personal pre-show rituals in one sentence or less.
Bows.
Whiskey.
Graham Odom or Field Canty?
Field.
Wow. Oh,
knew the answer to that one.
Also Field, but I wouldn't have been quite as aggressive.
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay,
yeah.
John or Paul?
John.
Ringo.
Okay. I love
George.
Ringo.
Okay. I'm with George.
Ringo, George. John Paul.
He was on.
Paul's at the
on,
bottom.
Thomas the Tank Engine, so Ringo. I remember when I figured that out and I was mind blown.
Also George Carlin.
Yes.
Oh, snap. Yes!
This
yes.
is true. Okay, you're on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger. What would be your number one book? Okay, they're not reading.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I have a toss up.
Go ahead.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. There.
Okay.
That's it.
Song
okay.
or album?
Song.
What? Why would you go with an album? You have more choices.
Wait, of what?
What song or album would be on your tablet?
I just buy singles. What are you going to say?
Okay, so singles.
What's an
singles?
Album?
Like on the tablet?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Album. No, album.
Yeah, definitely album. Blood Money, Tom Waits.
Okay.
Oh. Awesome.
Ooh. Tragic Kingdom, No Doubt.
Okay. Movie. On your tablet.
Movie, yes!
Beetlejuice.
To watch over and over and over again, really?
Forever?
This is rapid fire.
That
I don't
was
know.
Michael Keaton?
Yes, that much Michael Keaton.
That's Michael.
Okay. They can't see you looking at him on the...
I'm looking at Brandon.
There's a lot of scorn and looking for answers.
And I'm doing air quotes.
Bible Goes West and American Tale. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Dom DeLuise is hilarious.
Okay. And what would be the game you would play on your tablet? Solar power regenerated. Same thing.
As much as I try to get away from it, I'm still playing Clash of Clans. I'm still playing Clash of
Clans. Mine is Kitchen Scramble on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
No, I know. It's embarrassing.
And now you know about Robot Johnson. Or at least Tanya.
Yeah, just friend me. Friend me if you
want to
play Kitchen Scramble.
I need vibes.
Can I tell you vibes? Does that have staffing requests right now? Steven and Leslie, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Too funny. All right, so you guys are Robot Johnson?
Yeah!
We just got to see your best of show for 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
My first Robot Johnson show. I thought
it was
awesome.
Really?
My first.
What did you think?
I loved it.
It is on the record now.
On the record.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I can't get that Mr. Postman out of my head.
Me neither.
None of us
tried.
God. I was really hoping for a pirate comedy, though.
Everybody was pirate.
Pirate was very close on
pirate
the voting.
Asked about a lot.
It was
so close.
Yeah.
It might just have to go into the March show.
It goes based off of audience votes, though.
I understand. Yeah. But, you know, was it, I want to know if the votes were based off percentages of attendance or total numbers.
It's just numbers.
Yeah,
some numbers, circles. This is very scientific.
Yeah, it's circles of crayon.
Did the Price Waterhouse thing, like the Oscars, you give all your...
Yeah, it's like a sealed envelope, and then like 4 a.m.
You guys employ an accounting firm to count them.
Finally, you know what sketches we're doing.
Yep.
Too funny.
Yeah.
But, so what you got coming up for 2015?
We are going to break into this new thing called the internet and filming comedy. It's pretty groundbreaking.
It's taking off. It's taking off.
Yeah, we've got the stage thing down now, we feel, so.
Yeah.
Every other comedy group in the world has a million videos, and we're killing it on stage, but
yeah,
we're going to get some technology in our life.
We used to have videos, back in the day when you were at Actors Theater.
Yeah. We have a few. A lot of them that are on the YouTube are videos of what was on stage, which quality-wise is not that great, honestly. Mm. We're really excited about producing made-for-video sketches, because some things that we have ideas that we're sitting on right now that we can't do for stage because it's weird. So, yeah, we're really excited about videos, really excited about traveling more, festivals.
Oh, man.
We really want to get into that.
Yeah, just this year, you know, we've been at this for almost 8 years now, we just decided to, taking our comedy money and drinking it that night, just saving all of it, and
yeah.
I think we made literally $1 million this past weekend.
Yeah, it was $1 million. It was $1 million.
Can I borrow some money?
Oh, speaking of Gallivant,
okay.
We did not segue very well.
Yes. Did you watch it?
I didn't. I know, the one thing I actually can talk about, talk about. I know, Tiffany, we don't even put it on the schedule except for the fact that you watch it. Now, we're trying to make you feel included.
Next week, I will be caught up, guys.
You
sat
there and watched
it.
I don't even know what it is, and I'm excited to know.
I don't know what it is.
What is
it?
I'm a bad nerd.
It's 4 weeks? 6 weeks? Four weeks.
Yeah.
Musical TV show.
On what?
ABC.
ABC.
On ABC. What? And it's got like
Gallivant.
Cool guest stars like Ricky Gervais and John Stamos. What? And it's like medieval times. And it's a hot guy with like a sword. All you need to know.
Where have I been?
And there's maidens, you know.
And John Stamos is on it.
John Stamos!
John Stamos.
Very funny.
So
very funny.
What they've done is, it seems like they came up with 8 episodes. They decided they didn't want to, make it into a half-hour TV series.
Right.
So they made it into a 4-week special, and they put 2 half-hour segments together into 1 hour on Sunday night. So the first episode was kind of like an intro episode, but it's got Timmy Amundsen, anyway.
Who was he, though? What was he on?
He's an actor. That's what I'm trying
to say. Oh, yeah. Who is he?
Okay, so he was on Psych. He was the cop on Psych that was always annoyed with them, like the sergeant guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was also, he also did a TV movie or a bad B movie that had something to do with being Irish, and he looked like a...
And that movie, yeah.
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 Okay.
Don't know. But anyway, you'd recognize him if you saw him. But, yeah, so, but it's had...
how's that for promoting that?
I know, we really did well with that.
Fuck yeah, everyone's tuning in now.
You don't know it, but just watch it.
You like it.
But John Stamos is on it, and then...
Weird Al's going to be on it.
Weird Al is on next week, and Ricky Gervais is on next week.
Yeah, that'll be a double win.
So, but they sing, and they break out into song, and they're totally tongue-in-cheek. They know they're breaking out into song, and they're like, why do I feel like there's a musical
number? It's like Robin Hood Men in Tights for Disney.
What is going on with me? I feel like I am completely dropping the ball not watching this. I'm down. I'll get it.
Me too.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so that makes... So you didn't watch it?
Yeah, so that'll make 3 of us watch it.
Okay, yeah. That's fine, yeah. How many weeks has it been so far?
Only 2.
Okay.
So it's like 4 half-hour episodes.
Oh,
we did watch it. It was good. I definitely...
I thought it was better than the first one for me.
Yeah, you didn't have to start again, which was kind of
right
nice.
Into it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, pilots are weird anyway, so... Yeah,
I don't like pilots.
I don't know.
Just start right with it.
They're always weird. But you have to... I guess you gotta start somewhere, but...
Yeah.
And how are you going to fly anywhere if you don't have a pilot?
Exactly.
Well, you could be Supergirl. Speaking of segues.
There it is.
That one was actually a segue.
Nice.
So, write that one down.
It's not on there because it's new. TV show. CBS has announced that although they haven't cast Supergirl yet, they've decided on her costume and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which basically is like insulting because it kind of feels like it's the Barbie girl thing. Like, I was like, math is hard. Right. We can't cast somebody.
We don't know who it is, but we found her outfit.
And it's going to be so cute, even though her body, you know, it's like it's going to be.
She fits into this outfit. That's her actress.
Yeah. It's the Brady Bunch.
That's horrible.
Cinderella way of casting.
That's horrible.
It's going to be the Johnny Bravo way of casting if he fits the suit. Yeah.
I think the only thing on CBS I like is Criminal Minds, and I watched that on Netflix.
Yeah, CBS has got a hard road, you know, and the CW was kind of like, we're so happy for CBS that they were able to buy that from Warner Brothers because we didn't want it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Dang, even the CW didn't want it.
Really? although the costume that they've created is created by the same one who created the costumes for the Arrow and the Flash, and we know that's why we're watching that show.
Wow. Have you seen the Flash?
I need to get my shit together.
I've seen a couple episodes so far, and I am super excited about the Flash.
It's really good.
Yeah. My biggest thing for Flash was if I don't have a cool Captain Cold, I'm not going to be sold, and that's all they've given me so far, from what I understand. So I am down.
They're about to have Captain Cold and Heatwave together.
Ooh.
So it's going to be pretty.
Have you guys talked about Gotham yet? Because
he's only three episodes in, and he's the only one watching.
I
went four episodes in. You went four.
You're all set?
That's sad because at that fourth episode mark is when they're like, oh, we figured it out, and let's stop cramming references down people's throats.
Oh, man, they just blast you in the face with it.
What I'm probably going to do is wait for it to finish the season and then
watch
it.
Do that.
They should just call that show.
Let Jada Pink in it. Like, you know, she obviously doesn't survive. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
you
know, I didn't mind her so much because she was obviously just camping it up. But the only reason I wanted to watch was the Penguin, because I really do like the guy that plays the Penguin.
Oh, yeah, they should just call the show Penguin.
They really should, yeah.
Well, the Penguin, and then Alfred punches a girl in the face.
Is the Penguin like the really, really weird guy? Like the really awkward pale guy?
Yeah, he's pale. He's
weird. Yeah, okay. I did watch the pilot.
I kind of love Sean Pertwee. Kind of really do love Sean Pertwee.
He's my favorite version of Alfred ever right now.
Yeah.
That's talking he's about Michael Caine. Like,
wow.
And that was the only reason why I was kind of happy they were keeping young Bruce around, because I couldn't figure out why the hell they were keeping young Bruce around. Who cares?
Right.
But Alfred is worth it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, what if that show lasts like 10 years? And then you see Bruce Wayne be like, what, he'd be like 16 maybe?
Yeah.
Like in
it's
real
like
time?
It's like the boyhood of TV shows.
What if that's what
just like too.
What if he doesn't like grow up? And like, that's awesome. I just watched it this weekend.
Segway.
That's a fucking segway.
He's a handsome boyhood. Kid, though, but what if he grows up weird looking? That's
exactly. What about that? Like acne?
He could be the male Hermione, though, you know?
But this is a risk they really take. And Tanya did it beautifully. Segue into the Boyhood movie, which we saw this weekend.
Which I have not seen.
Have you seen this movie?
I haven't. I'm dying. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Okay. I saw Whiplash this weekend. All right.
So the concept is that what's his name?
Richard Linklater.
Yes, he created a movie which was filmed 5 minutes a year. For each year, it's basically roughly what it is. It films a boy from the age 6 into the age 18.
Yeah, and he did grow up weird looking.
Yeah, but they got the actors to commit to doing this. So you see the key actors appearing. I mean, literally, they film 1 year to a next. So you see this guy, kid at 6, who was cute, going through that awkward phase up to 18, where he kind of did his little Twilight version.
Yeah.
And Carol wasn't really impressed with him.
I wasn't impressed with the kid. I thought he was a better actor when he was 6 than when he was 18. Which I thought was...
Maybe he became self-aware.
Yeah. You know. And that's the thing. It became just very... His acting became very stilted by the end of the movie.
I see.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't even want to do it either. I mean, that's my thing. When you're a kid, you sign up, you're like, and then you're like, oh, this is lame.
Yeah, but it's like a week of work a year.
But you don't get to see the results of it. You could tell people, oh, yeah, I'm in a film, but they're like, yeah, right.
So
it's been like 5 years and it's not coming out.
2014?
Yeah.
It's coming out when I can drive.
I was listening to like an NPR about it today, actually, and they were talking about how... it's crazy that they got investors for something that has such a long time before you get a return. But I want a Golden Globe, so I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I think it's getting accolades just because of the gimmick.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, so. it's something to watch because of the historical nature of it. The right. fact that it is not plot-driven. Okay. It's chronologically driven. Some things do circle back around, but you really, you're it's a watch it once and you've done it. Kind of yeah. like, okay. you know. Yeah.
It's like when
out.
Avatar came out. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Seen it.
I'm going to go
home I will now. Be buying that DVD.
Yeah. Okay. I saw it in the theater. Cool. I'm done.
I did it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, unlike Birdman, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I have shamefully not seen Birdman yet.
Michael Keaton.
I know, right?
I know.
I want to so bad.
I would pick Birdman over Beetlejuice for my solar tablet
Ooh.
Movie.
Ooh, okay.
So, it's it is cut to look like one continuous shot.
Very cleverly
wow. caught. So yeah. therefore, the camera is constantly on, and even though days and times shift, the camera continuously, it will walk into a room, and it might be following, like, Brandon, and they'll turn around and walk out following Tanya.
Yeah.
But so that the action is continually going, and there's not a pause or a break, and there's not a black screen between any of the scenes.
Yeah.
So, pretty impressive. Kind of exhausting. But
I was about to say, that sounds taxing.
It's taxing, and the score is nothing but drums.
Oh.
So
like jazz drums.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire time. So it's yeah. a very kind of exhausting movie to watch. But I loved it. It's one of my favorites of the year, and I think Michael Keaton was brilliant in it.
Yeah, everybody that like we trust that has great movie.
Field that we like better than Graham speaks highly.
Oh yeah, he's been flipping out about it.
And speaking of drums, since Tiffany has actually seen this, and I've seen Whiplash, what did you think of Whiplash?
I thought it was fantastic.
So did
I. Snap! The
Miles Teller, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Oh,
yes.
So cool.
Mega crazy crush. Intense.
Mega crush on J.K. Simmons. I have ever since Law & Order.
Okay, girl. Oh.
But,
That's
wow.
right. That's
so good at playing an asshole. And
he was so fantastic as
an
asshole.
Asshole in this movie.
But it was very, very intense. Like you, but I like felt like you were inside the head of the kid the entire time, like living this intense experience of jazz drumming with him, and it was, I thought it was amazing. Like at the end, I was just completely enthralled and sad that it ended.
Awesome.
So I recommend everybody go
that's
see
awesome.
It.
No, absolutely.
I like Whiplash as well. So.
Yeah, Brandon, we need to get our shit together because the last movie we watched was How to Train Your Dragon 2, which was awesome.
Hey, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was a very good film.
But
Golden Globe winner as well.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Over the Lego movie.
Ooh,
and the Lego movie was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Speaking of maybe not awesome.
Legos?
Remake of Plan 9
from
Outer
Space.
What
is the point of this?
I don't get it.
Who's
I do
want
to talk
it?
About
what?
This. What is the point of this?
Who's in there? What's going on?
So, it's taken 3 years to remake it so far.
Why? Didn't it take like an hour for the first time?
It's not called Plan 9 from Outer Space. It's just called Plan 9.
Aren't they on Plan 12 at this point?
Yeah.
Really?
And they started releasing trailers. But it's. So they originally released a trailer back in 2013. Now they've released a bigger teaser trailer.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be coming out really soon. But I don't know.
Who's
I don't know
it?
Why.
Nobody. Okay.
Nobody with any sense, as far as I can tell.
So faithful.
I don't understand the
but it's supposed to be, so it was supposed to be released in 2013, and now it's 2015, so it actually took 5 years.
That's always a great sign
it.
When they just show the movie or they can't.
Is this about the making of The Morning After Pill?
Oh, you know
who's in it?
Oh!
Wow!
Brian Krause is in it. Brian Krause. Who played? He was one of the cat people in the Stephen King movie. What's that called?
So Blockbuster.
Sleepwalkers.
It's not Sleepwalkers. He was the son in.
I
remember
he was.
They got him.
He has blonde hair.
Oh. Yeah. He also played Leo in this TV
Hollywood
series Charmed.
Sure.
He was
super
Leo
cute.
White lighter.
I just don't understand the point of this. The point, like Plan 9 from Outer Space, is this is. Great for being like the best worst movie ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so why? Just what's
for
the
yeah.
well,
it's
not
even
it's
like
the Sharknado of movies at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
And
would you remake Sharknado? Why would you bother remaking Sharknado? You're not gonna make it any worse.
Yeah.
And that's the only purpose to remake it is to make it worse.
Yeah.
Maybe it's somebody who believes in Ed Wood and believed if he had the right money, it would come out better.
See, and that would make me mad because I think the point Ed Wood, I felt like Ed Wood was true to himself. So I don't think they should do it for that reason. Just leave it alone.
I concur.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers.
Yes.
Another hot trailer came out.
Oh, this is one of those things Brandon had to explain to me.
Oh,
Age of Ultron. Avengers. You're down with this, Brandon?
I am very down with this.
Like, wait. So you explained it, so I want Tanya to explain
it
to me.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, man, that'd be fun.
I don't know. The guy's mad.
Which guy?
The main one. And he's so
okay,
mad.
This is a podcast. You cannot pull things over
the
your
main
mouth.
Main guy, he's mad because he he's voiced by James Spader. Thanks.
Yes, there you go.
And which is amazing. And he is a mega crazy robot, right?
The guy is a robot.
Is he a robot?
Basically, yeah.
He explained it better than me.
For the record, in nerd cred, I did not just say the guy is a robot.
No, I'm mad at you guys. It's not Brandon's fault.
No, I'm very excited about Ultron being a bad guy in this. Even though they've, well, like me explaining it to her at first, like, well, it's going to take a minute, so sit down. It's like, well, Ant-Man originally made him.
I glazed over.
Thank you.
I glazed over.
But there's probably no Ant-Man really in this movie, so it's probably Tony Stark made him or somebody.
You did say that.
Basically, evil robot that thinks humanity can't get along without superheroes, so he's just going to kill everything.
Remember about Ant-Man.
Because he's got no strength.
Pims, but not the windmill didn't drink. You remember that?
Yeah.
But I mean, evil Spader robot. How could it not be?
I'm excited about that.
And you've got Hulk bashing Iron Man there, so
Hulk Buster armor.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
finally,
is Hulk Edward Norton.
No.
Oh.
It's Mark Ruffalo is so much better than Edward Norton.
As much as I like Edward Norton, man, he's dead to me as far as the Hulk goes.
Yeah, I just didn't wear Edward Ruffalo all day.
Edward Norton is good in Birdman, though. Because he does play a squirmy ass.
Oh, nice.
Ed Norton is from
with
my hometown,
heart on,
by the way.
That's very...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shale.
Am I insulting your hometown hero?
He is, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of dead to me, but not so much... Torchwood.
Oh, I was going to say, what died on
me? See, that was a good segue. Well, not really, but it was a good try.
It was.
So, Torchwood came out today and did one of those little bait and switch things. Torchwood's coming back as a radio play.
Wah, wah,
wah, wah. All right. Three or four plays commissioned by BBC America. Supposedly, John Barrowman and his sister may be writing them. Probably only one of them is going to involve the whole team. The other three are probably just going to be characters, which means that they don't have to pay as many people to be on the air.
It's going
to
be Jack.
Yeah, it's going to be probably Jack. And then another one will probably be Jack.
And Eve Mendes.
Yeah. But, so interesting. But, you know, it's whether or not the radio plays get the kind of attention or not, whether that'll turn into TV again. Of course, John Barrowman has stated three times in the interviews, but I'm with Arrow now, so we'll see if that happens.
That's for the CW. Yes.
He's Merlin, the evil archer.
That's exciting. Pretty
cool. Oh, did you not know that? Spoiler alert!
Well, I figured. I watched like the first half of Arrow on Netflix, and so I'm like way behind, but I knew Merlin was coming, so I'm like...
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix... Hurry up. January 31st. Anything British is coming off of Netflix.
Really?
Shut your mouth. Why?
Let's go home and watch Sherlock right now. Sorry.
We gotta finish Sherlock right now. We gotta go. Bye.
I love Sherlock so much.
Lots of guests already.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
Bendy Toots. I love you, Bendy Toots.
Come with it.
Bendy Toots. Like, everything British is coming off?
Yeah.
Anything BBC.
Anything BBC is coming off. BBC must be getting ready to launch.
Unless they actually, come to an agreement.
I might cry.
But as of January 31st. Yes, that's it.
They're probably going to go to Hulu Plus.
What period dramas am I going to watch?
You're going to lose, North and South is coming off. Yeah. All the Bleak Houses are coming off. I'm looking at my list, my queue, and I'm like, oh. Man, this is like 100,000 hours worth of quality programming.
Call the midwife? No more horrific natural births?
I know.
Darn it.
But you can go to the Biltmore and see...
That's a horrific natural birth.
You can go to the Biltmore and...
Hey!
I was segueing.
They birthing room. Come on.
No, no, no. You can go see the costume exhibit of Downton Abbey at the Biltmore.
Downton.
Julie Brown.
That's a different one. That's cool.
From February 2nd to May 25th. So if you can't see it on Netflix, go to the Biltmore.
Yeah, because that's
3 months only. Go to Biltmore.
All right.
Only 3 months.
Just pretend that they're acting.
Right.
Yes. Just, you know, let the costume speak to you. So.
Which reminds me of Agent Carter.
Yes, British accent.
Yeah.
There you go. And, nice segue. That might be on. That
would probably be on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Well, it's on demand right now. So yeah, you can see it on demand on their website. So, but yes,
free British stuff.
New episode last night.
Lots of British stuff.
Now, have you seen Agent Carter?
I haven't. How is Agent Carter?
It's good. No,
I like her a lot.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I got to get back into it.
Yeah, you have to get past the sixth episode of series one.
Six? That is a lot of my time and attention.
Well, Agent Carter, you might enjoy because remembering Captain America, the first movie is pretty lady. Also, British Secret Service lady.
Yeah.
Agent Carter, it's a period piece.
Oh! Her, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah.
Totally separate deal.
Yeah. Totally separate deal. It's only 6 weeks.
Oh, it's different. Okay, well then, yes.
But seven episodes.
Because I'm all
set. Just think of anything you watch is fodder for something to make fun of.
Right.
And Robot Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yep. That's what we do.
But, new episode last night. She found the stuff that was stolen from Stark. But another team member...
Got the credit
and paid the price.
Yeah.
It's hard for a lady in the
50s. And you know, One Tree Hill, Chad Michael Murray, remember him? He's in Agent Carter.
Are we okay with
One Tree Hill?
Yeah, he's really skinny.
Does his head still look the same?
Yeah, big head, little body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack Skellington walking around.
What?
He's a lollipop.
But Jarvis is kind of like Alfred. I'm ignoring your lollipop.
Lollipop.
But Jarvis is kind of like what you're saying about Alfred. I mean, he's learning to kick ass. He's coming out of it. But he's very much a married man. They make it very clear that there's not a romantic thing going on between the two of them. But
which is kind of nice because you don't have to worry about that little type of flirting forever.
Yeah.
So when he first gets told by Howard's Stark that he has to help Agent Carter, Howard Stark, Tony Stark's dad.
Yep, I am aware of that.
Oh, Tony Stark's dad.
thank you.
Tony Stark is the Iron Man.
I know that. Right. Robert Downey Jr. Yes. Hello.
Right?
Yes. Agent Carter starts talking to Jarvis about things they have to do. He's like, well, I'm always in bed by 9. She goes, yeah, that's not going to happen. So he's having to tell his wife things. So, but yeah, no, it was very good. Definitely worth checking out. I enjoyed this episode and was ready for it to be another 2-hour session, but alas, no.
Yeah, we'll miss that when it goes. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., who's joining the cast? You were excited about this, right?
Edward James Olmos.
Did they say who he's playing?
If they did, I did not read it. Because I was just so excited, I just squeed. But, you know, it's really great timing because Battlestar Galactica is 10 years ago.
Why are you making me feel old?
Because I feel old. And it helps. No.
I still remember the fucking TV show. I mean, now that's old. Old thing.
Just for the record.
The original
both Battlestar
Galacticas
were on TV. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. The second one should have been a movie. It was a movie, and then it became a TV show. Well, I mean, like a movie.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Move along.
Okay, sure.
Hey, special day for you.
Yes. Shout out to Joey the Giddy Geeker for picking up the Star Wars. Is coming back to Marvel. I'm holding up a comic like anybody can see.
Yeah.
But the people are at the table.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
A Barber Beauty couldn't have displayed that Star Wars comic any better.
Thank you. Written by Jason Aaron and artwork by John Cassidy, which he even did this Lone Ranger series, and he made that look good, which was just absolutely fucking incredible. But we're out of Dark Horse Comics. We moved back to Star Wars, back to Marvel, where they started off. And that was a fun series back then. They just did whatever the fuck they wanted to. And I hope they do a little bit of that. But just
right now, if you can go to Rebel Base Comics, you can actually get... There's like 15 different covers.
But they have their own... This is the first time they've ever done a variant. And this is their variant. And yeah. It's
man, I got some comics to read.
Artwork by Stephanie Hans. She did the cover for it. So it's Luke and Vader.
Very nice.
And the Dark Horse comics are 50% off for a while. So if you want to buy the old episodes from Dark Horse Comics before they go bye-bye.
And they put out a shitload of stuff. So
run down now. Yeah. They had a whole display. It was like really frightening because I thought I was going in to buy two comics.
Where at?
And there was at Rebel Base.
At Rebel.
And it was like, and the guy says, yeah, there's like 100 covers. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't buy him 100 covers.
That's just money grabbing.
You only bought me two? You bought me two covers? Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry, where are you sleeping tonight? Yeah, moving on.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't even like wearing covers.
Yeah, I'll come home with the 98 tomorrow.
I'm excited about it because it's such a different world than what Jason Aaron usually writes. It's like grounded, gritty, like noir, terrible things happening on an Indian reservation comics. So this will be fun.
He does like Southern Bastards too.
Southern Bastards, yeah, which I hear is great. And he did that fun run on the Punisher after Garth Ennis.
Yes.
Came up.
Yeah.
Yes. Sweet. Speaking of beer.
Speaking of beer, can I get one?
Yes.
Give me one, babe.
Okay. Yes. Best segue ever.
While you're getting those beers, Carol has something to impart to us about beer and Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. Oh, found an article on the web that pairs the best beer with the best Girl Scout cookies, or the best beer that goes
with Samoas. What goes with Samoas?
Samoas apparently, and I'm going to have to try this out, is Founder's Dirty Bastard.
Okay.
It's a heavy ale.
I can see that.
So I actually have some Girl Scout cookies coming. So I'll give this a try and see if it actually...
You know, when I saw this on the itinerary, I thought we were coming up with our own. But this is even better.
This is even better, yes. Yeah. So we'll put this on the Guardians of the Geekery website so you can see what else they recommend. But once I get my Girl Scout cookies in, I'll actually do a trial. Because I have Trefoils coming and I have the Samoas coming and, of course, I have Thin Mints coming. Although I don't eat the Thin Mints, I'll have somebody else try those out.
You don't like Thin Mints?
I don't like mint.
Really? You don't like mint?
I don't like mint.
Girl.
I think that's part of my cilantro mutation, because I can't do cilantro.
I can see that.
Same.
Yeah. Oh. It tastes like soap to me.
Okay, I want to pose this, because we had this big, huge topic. This is completely off topic, but we had this big, huge topic in Robot Johnson. We had our Robot Johnson brunch after a show we did on Sundays. Olives or goat cheese? We think that if you love, you cannot, not one person can love both olives and goat cheese.
Oh my god, I love both.
I love both.
You guys are disgusting. What is wrong with you?
Maybe that's part of my cilantro mutation
too. What are you olives and both?
Yeah, I love
gross.
Both.
Because Brandon and I, like, I love olives but hate goat cheese.
I love goat cheese and hate olives.
And you guys are...
I don't know if I'd put them together.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them together.
It was a weird thing we stumbled across. Clearly we have to add more columns to our graph now, but...
We just shot down your whole...
The variables are coming up.
Completely shot it down.
But I like the Kalamata olives. I like black olives. I don't like green olives. But I love goat cheese.
I love olives.
Love green olives.
Brandon, hate olives. Do you both?
I like both, but I mean, I will say I like olives better than goat cheese.
Okay, that's fair.
So I'll probably say nobody that actually insults a little better. If somebody's having a plate of goat cheese and a plate of olives,
you're
going to
go with the olives.
But I do I like the Beatles.
I'm
going to
go with
Elvis
goat cheese
as well.
Over.
And I like the Beatles more than Elvis. Goat cheese. So it's sort of like this. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like both. So.
But if you're going to listen to Elvis, you got to listen to Blue Christmas.
No, you don't.
Drink it up!
You can hear that entire Christmas album. Yeah. Play your Christmas album. Yeah.
Thanks for indulging.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes, I'll get back to you with that Girl Scout cookies.
So we'll put that on the website. Yeah. Yes. But you wanted to talk about something wild
actually,
and weird.
Kickstarter.
I'm throwing this out there because a group of writers from Con Carolinas and other conventions are doing a Kickstarter for their new book. It's a collection of short stories based on Wild Weird West. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's not technically steampunk, but it is kind of steampunk. It's more like Wild Wild West Firefly type thing.
Neat. Is this like aliens versus cowboys?
That would qualify.
Okay. By the way, there's now cowboys versus dinosaurs coming out, but we'll talk about that later.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Why?
Later this year.
Did they not learn from Cowboys versus Aliens?
Yes.
What?
They're like Sharknado wins. Put a dinosaur in. No, it's coming out later in 2015, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, they have 8 days left on their Kickstarter. They're 85% funded.
Okay.
Really love to get this funded. We'll put up a link on the website so you can go and check
out. I love how they always say, we'll throw a link up. Okay. You know who puts the links up? I put the link up.
We'll put a link up on the website.
Yes, I will.
So the Kickstarter is to fund the book?
Fund the book.
Okay.
Yes.
Are these like short stories inspired by like the tabletop game Weird West? Or like...
It could be, but it's different writers and they're doing different genres.
Oh,
yeah. Or they're doing styles of Weird West. But it's not going to fall into that wild Weird West category. There's going to be, you know, a bit of Firefly. Kind of that wild, that Jim West, Wild West.
So it's not erotica, right? It's not erotica?
It could be. Anybody is writing erotica.
I heard erotica.
She said different genres.
Really? When you started talking, I heard
I'm thinking the shit would get funded if we had erotica in
there. Is there a spot open?
I'll have to bring that up to them. Right. Like, you want to throw some 50 Shades of Jim West.
I can do a three-pager. I can do a three-pager.
Maybe they can make it like a
I don't know if I'm comfortable with you shoving it in there.
Well, it's a wild west. You don't have a lot of time. People die quick. People die in their 30s and shit. So we gotta go.
Well, it's a short story. I'm sorry for you, Joey.
Dude, bringing shame to the house of geek.
No.
All right. So.
So.
We are at that time of day.
Oh, perfect timing. Look at that.
Yeah, so, you know, last week we gave out... No, 35 minutes. Last week we gave out Black Hat posters and t-shirts, and we'll be sending those out to the millions of you who responded. but this week we have a new contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were blessed. We got donated to us from Robot Johnson.
Oh, this is so
They're a very cool poster. It looks like the front of a comic, and it's signed by all of the players.
Andy Rogers is amazing, and we don't deserve him. Thank you, Andy.
Comedy artistry wizard.
Yep.
Yes. So we are going to give away that copy to a winner. What should they have to do?
Ooh.
Don't make it too hard. Okay. We're a new podcast.
They must slay the men
of the people part of the podcast win the poster.
What I would like the poster. What should they have to do to win? Is it something like that they have to email to you?
They just can email us a word or a phrase that pays.
Okay.
The phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays.
Like Graham Odom sucks or Field Canty is the worst.
The 10th person that says Graham Odom sucks. No, we should, I don't know, something. Okay. Maybe, well, I guess like a video is too much. Because there are video of people doing the robot.
No.
Or, what should I email? I don't know.
Let's say, maybe something to prove that they've actually been to a Robot Johnson show before. Like,
that's
favorite.
Not cool.
Sketch. Favorite sketch.
Yeah, reply with your favorite sketch.
Okay, there you
cool. go. And if you don't know one, you could cheat like Tanya did and send Vacation Bible
Listen,
School.
Listen, I just there's so many sketches you have. There's so many that we've done.
And if they're not in them, they really
if
care
I'm not
as much.
In it, it doesn't
right?
exist.
So, email to info@guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Yeah.
Tell us what your favorite Robot Johnson sketch is. You can totally cheat and say anyone that has Tanya in it.
Yeah.
Or anyone that has
Dallas.
Brandon in it. Dallas.
What about freaking aliens? That's both of us. We're in
Sweet.
Together.
Yes.
That was fun.
So, if you don't win this week,
very fun.
You
really
didn't even listen to the show. So, basically.
Yeah.
So
basically.
Think, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it, but fifth episode in the can? Oh, my
yes.
God.
I have one message for Bernie Gunder.
Bernie Gunder!
Tiffany's got a message for you. Oh,
if she does not post to the Facebook page in 2 days with the word guacamole, our sleeper assassins will be activated.
Ooh. And you, too, can have a death threat. Just listen to the podcast next week on Wednesday night.
Wow.
Death threats communicated
can we plug our
social
medias? Yes,
let's
go ahead. Give your blurbs.
Like Robot Johnson on Facebook. Please follow Robot Johnson Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. We have an Untapped thing. Right?
Oh, yeah. There's like a social network thing for beer now,
for
too.
For beer, because we love beer so much.
Beer.
We're drinking Bell's True Hearted Ale right now because it was at.
It morning. Pairs well with the Girl Scout cookie shortbreads.
It pairs very well with Joey's
mini cherry cheesecakes.
Mini cherry cheesecakes. Well, I say that now, but we'll wait till later.
Until later, and be like, oh my God, what the hell did I
see what the result is.
Yeah, right. Go to robotjohnson.com and thank you so much for.
Thank you.
Thank you guys
for
being
here.
Thanks
for asking us here. This is super fun.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Cool.
Please. Everybody just want to go around the table, say who they are, and say goodbye?
I'm Brandon Ballard, goodbye.
I'm Tanya Kelly, goodbye.
I'm Carol the Cat, and see you next week.
Yep, Joey the Giddy, see you next week.
I'm Tiffany, see ya.
She's the maybe tech ambassador this
tech
week.
Tech ambassador
yeah,
this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I'm Danger Matt Starnslord, and this is my last show. Goodbye, everybody.
Lies. Lies.
Dropping bombs.
Let's go for the microphone.
See you on the sixth show. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.